How lotus flower? Big. To here. Huh? And like lotus flower, like in this shape. No? Something here reddish, something reddish here. Black eyes. No? So beautiful. And it is so much dear to gopis and gops, everyone. He worships by these eyes to gopis and talks with the eyes of the gopis' eyes. And he becomes controlled by them. Shikhi shikhanda murdhajam. Taking a feather.
Peacock
feather. Ananga koti mohanam. He can attract koti koti. Means crores of crores. Ananga dev.
Cupid.
What?
Cupid. God of love.
Cupid.
Yes. Cupid means ananga dev. I bow down to that Nandanandan. He should appear in my heart. Sunasikagramoktikam swachandadantapanktikam namam budanga chikkanam namami nandanandanam. This Nasika is so beautiful. This nose are so beautiful. And Gajamukta, Mukta from elephant here, is doing Sushobhit kar rahi hai, making more beautiful in nose. And his teeth are like little anark.
Pomegranate.
Oh, pomegranate.
The seeds from pomegranate.
Yes. So beautiful. 32 teeth are there. And he is more beautiful than clouds giving water, new clouds. I bow down to Nandanandanam. Karena Venu Ganjitam by fingers. He is playing on float. He takes a dukul here. Dukul means pitambar. Cloth. Pitambar means yellow. Vrindavana Sunagaram. He is Sunagar of Vrindavan. He is Kamdev of Vrindavan. Surendra Garbha Mochanam Namami Nandananda. Surendra means Indra. He defeated Indra. And Krishna, by defeating him, took the Parijat and gave it to Satyabhama. Vrajangana Sunayakam Sada Sukha Pradayat. I have explained here in Hindi. And also it has translated in English. So some prayers should be done like this. You can do it alone, or 2, 3, 4. Radhika Astav also. Also, we do daily Hari Hare Namah Krishna Jadav. You remember this? No, you should remember. Hari Hare Namah Krishna Jadavaya Namah. And also Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. These are the important songs of Gaudiya Vaishnava. So you should do all these things. And try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Because there are none to whom we should tell, don't take X, don't take place or anything. Because all are here devotees. So try that. You should not make offenses to any Vaishnavas. Give honor to them. I can read some important persons of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. We should know that Krishna is only bhokta. And we are bhogya, means Krishna is only enjoyer. Only enjoyer he is. And we are to be enjoyed. If we will have this thing, then all kinds of sins and worldly desires will go away very easily. We want that this should go away, but anyhow it remains something, and it will be up to bhava avastha. When bhava avastha will come, they will go forever and not come. We should not drink water for us. We should not take anything for our, to fulfill our stomach. We should not sleep for us. We should sleep for Krishna. We should take water for Krishna. We should take Mahaprasadam for pleasing Krishna, serving Krishna. Everything for Krishna. Perhaps you know these things. If we will not sleep, we cannot serve next day to Krishna. So we should sleep very little as we require. Don't sleep more, because it will be ajnan. We should take Mahaprasadam, the remnants of Krishna, and again by Vaishnava, Maha Mahaprasad. And we can, hum log usko bhi jeet sakte hain.
We can also win over.
Win over.
Conquer.
So, we should take Mahaprasadam and tell this mantra. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Svalpa Punyavatam Rajan Vishvaso Naiva Jayate. Like this. We are serving Mahaprasadam, not taking. So don't take, but do serve them. Like we are serving name, we should. In the same way we should serve Mahaprasadam. Charanamritam. So everything for serving Krishna. So Krishna is only bhokta, enjoyer, and we are all enjoyed, to be enjoyed. Everything. Those who don't do bhajan of Krishna, they are all foolish and atmaghati, self-killer. What?
Killer
of soul. Whether they don't know or they know. So we should do certainly Krishna bhajan. To chant Harinam, to remember Harinam, is equal to take darshan of Krishna. Both are same. Krishna name is sadhan, and after that, when our sadhan will be matured, he will be seen like Krishna and Radha, conjugal. So, to take a chant or to do kirtan of Krishna name, Hare Krishna name, is to equal to take darshan of Krishna. No difference. So we should take chant Harinam like this. When we chant, we should remember that Krishna name and Krishna are not different things. May I tell a story? You know the name of Hanuman. No? Once there was a person whose duty was to
grind the mustard seeds.
Drying mustard seeds.
For oil seeds. He has an ox, one a bell, ox. And that ox was going round like coconut. And grinding, and from seeds oil was coming. So whole day, hut, hut, like this, money, go on, go on, go on, go on. Day and night he was doing so. One day Narad met him and told that you are doing only go on, go on, go on. But why you don't take only one Ram or Krishna name? He told that I have no time at all. I cannot chant. You have time so much? No, no, I have no time. Then he told that when you go to bathroom to make his or anything, what you do? Nothing. At that time you can do. Bathroom, it is right?
Yes.
So at that time you can do, but I should not do chant when I am not pure. At that time I am not pure, so I should not do. No, no, you can tell. You can chant. One day he went to any Maidan. And he was chanting Ram, 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 Ram. At that time when he was doing his tour. At once Hanuman came. He, anyone who will take Ram Nam, he will surely come and pray him. So when he at once came and he saw that he is not pure and telling Hari Nam, Hare Krishna, Ram, 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 Ram. So he gave a what is this?
Kick.
He kicked him so strongly. He kicked once to Raman and he fell flat. Kumbhakarna, he gave kick and he was fell flat and took earth in his mouth. But that person, very weak, he kicked so strongly, but he was doing Ram, Ram, Ram. Nothing, nothing. Then Hanuman saw that wrong. Why? Why he is not fallen on the earth? Anyhow, he went to Ram's palace and he heard that Ram was doing like, oh, like when a man have some
pain.
And he was crying like that. He went to Ram and he told that, oh, what became of you, Jai? You are crying? He told that you should not come to me and don't ask me. You have kicked me so strongly and now I am feeling pain. I have never kicked you. No, no, you have kicked me. How I kicked? He told that when that person was telling Ram, Ram, and he was not pure, and you kicked you for that. Then Nam and Nami, both are equal, the same thing. But when he did Ram, Ram, and you kicked him, that kick was come to my back. So I'm doing so. Then Hanuman promised that from future I will not do so. You know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Once he was in Puri. No? And Gopal Guru, that at that time he was 16 years old, a very young or Kishore boy. He used to sub Chaitanya Mahaprabhu day and night with Govinda. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going for
bathroom,
but not bathroom in open ground, like Indians do. Now they don't do. We have done in boyhood, always in jungle. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going out of Puri. Then he took water and he was going. At once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his tongue outside and he told that the boy, told why Mahaprabhu, you are doing and you are
catching
so strongly, because I will go to bathroom and it will tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. I want to stop it at that time because I am not pure. But still, see, does it. So I have
caught it.
Then Gopal Guru did pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, told that you are catch holding of this tan, but in this time when he is going in bathroom and if anyone dies, then what he should do? He should not chant Krishna. Understand what I am telling? At any time we can chant Harinam, going, coming, laughing, taking prasadam, any time, taking bathroom, going to bathroom, and any time, no time at all, we should chant. Krishna is there, Krishna is that now. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much pleased to this boy and told that now you have become a guru. So now all will call you Gopal Guru, not only Gopal. And this Gopal became our Sampradaya Guru. He was the disciple of Bakreshwar Pandit. So we should know that when we are taking name, Krishna is Radha and Krishna, both are there, conjugal. In doing bhakti, we should adopt Saranagati first. You know Saranagati? Saranagati, what is
it?
Surrendering. Six kinds of surrendering is called Saranagati. To surrender is not bhakti, but it is the door entering in Krishna realm, Krishna bhakti. First this should be sure come, otherwise bhakti will not be done. What is this? I am promising that what will be the favorable of bhakti, I can adopt only that thing. If it is not favorable, we should not take. What is not favorable to bhakti, I should not take. The tamasic, rajasic, all these things which has given in Gita, Devi Prakriti and Asuri Prakriti, fooding and everything, all qualities, tamasic, we should not adopt tamasic. We should not adopt rajasic. Try to adopt only sattvic, and we should change it in nirguna, Krishna bhakti. So what are helpful, we should promise that I will take only that things, like Vaishnava Seva. I will not live without Vrindavan Dham, Gaur Dham. If you are not able to reside there, then by mind we can be there. I am saying this is Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. So many devotees, gop, gopi like. Cows are there here. Yeah. This is a country for cows. Like Vrindavan, go cool. We are seeing here Kunj. Rup Manjari and all are there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. We are singing the songs of Vrindavan, Namami Nanda Nandanam, or any song, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Vrindavan and everything in Jagannath Puri. Rupa Goswami saw Vrindavan Radha Kund, where he used to be a Pradhan Mantri, Prime Minister of Hushan Shah Basa. We see that in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati used to live on the bank of Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. We know that in Navadvip, Surabhi, Godram Deep, he used to live in Swananda Sukhada Kunja. What is Swananda Sukhada Kunja? It is in the midst of Radha Kunda. He always used to live there, thinking that I am in Vrindavan, I am in the middle of Radha Kunda, where Lalita and all are serving Krishna and Radha. So we should think that we are in Vrindavan in mind. And sometimes if you have suitable time or sujog mane kya?
Opportunity.
We may go there and see Giriraj Govardhan, Jamuna, Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, Giriraj Govardhan, Bansibad. Tamal, Seva Kunja, Nidhuvan, everything we can see. So we should try to be Vedic. Then Krishna certainly will protect us. None in this world is that they can save us or protect us. Only Krishna can do. Srimati Radhika can do. So we should take shelter of Krishna. If anyone has taken shelter of Krishna, then he will fear or not fear from anything like beasts and anyone. But we have not taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, that is why we sometimes fear. Devotees should not fear. Because like Prahlad Maharaj, Krishna always saves us like Nrisimhadev. Like Ambarish Maharaj, Durvasa was here. Ambarish has no fear because he was pure devotee. But Durvasa as a Brahma Jnani, he feared from the Chakra Sudarshan and
running
here and there and save me. So devotees do not. You are devotee. If you have taken shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna and Gurudev, they will always save us, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Haridas Thakur. The demons wanted to kill Haridas Thakur. You should not tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You should tell Allah Khuda. You cannot speak Hare Krishna because you are Muslim. You should chant only Allah Khuda. And they tried to kill him in 21 by
a stick
for horses. In India, so strong. In 2 or 3, one can die. But rapidly giving him on his here and there, all parts of body went on. Only some bones were there only. Blood and flesh and everything went away. But yet, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Rama.
He told that if I will cut it in pieces of 100,000 parts of pieces, I cannot stop my telling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Can you do? Then it is Nishtha. And they fell in the Ganges. And he came out, Hare Krishna, so fat, so as he was. So Krishna saves us. We have taken shelter of Krishna. So we should not be worried for saving us and telling others that, save me. Because we have taken shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, so we should be so. We should not be worried for our clothing and
food
and everything. Krishna will cook and give. He will cook. He will tell the Srimati Radhika, cook for Rupa Goswami. And she gave it to Rupa Goswami. Sanatana Goswami told that you should not do we have like this. You should not call Srimati Radhika. Even Radhika and Krishna can cook for them. So we have belief like this. And bow down to the lotus feet of Krishna. Give everything. Body, mind, soul, what you have, you should give to Krishna. This is called Saranagati. This is the platform of bhakti. Entering into bhakti. We should try to have this. So this is Saranagati. We should adopt Saranagati. Then we will come to other things. What is Shraddha? What is the seed of bhakti? Bhakti is like a creeper. What is seed?
Shraddha.
Not Shraddha.
Krishna Seva Basana.
This is first Ankur. Ankur means sprout. Shraddha is a sprout. But seed is?
Krishna Seva Basana.
Krishna Seva Basana. The mood of serving Krishna. Gurudev gives it. I will serve Krishna. This is the Basana. Basana means?
Desire.
Desire to serve Krishna. And when Gurudev gives it in the heart of any pure devotee, or any, he is impure, he is not pure yet.
Sincere.
He has so much desires and worldlies and he is a wretched person. If Gurudev gives by the doors of these ears, it comes into heart. And chanting and remembering and hearing katha, the Krishna Seva Bhashana, the mood of serving Krishna, it gets sprout. And the sprout is Shraddha. We can see Shraddha. We cannot see the Bhashana of Seva, the mood of the serving Krishna. We cannot see. But we can imagine by seeing the lakshana.
Symptom
that we can have, we can see, is Shraddha. What is called Shraddha, what is called Seva Basana, we will define, we will explain other time. I want that sometimes you can question me if you have any doubt or anything to question to me. I will gladly try to answer. If I know, and if I don't know, I will tell that I don't know. If anyone wants to meet me, they can meet me eagerly.
Or Pramanande Harimo!
Harinam, Maham. After this, after Holland, we'll go to England. I think that it will be better to make a plan for my tour. You should do, like Brajnath Prabhu, Madan Mohan, Vishakha, what names?
Raghunath
Bhatta Prabhu, he, Ram. And other prominent persons, you should decide and make a very good program where devotees can wait, go with me and take prasadam and everything will be so good. So you should all decide. I don't know where to go, how to go. So you should have Swarupam. What was going between them, and that is called Raya Ramananda
Sambhad.
Sambhad. I have told you that Raya Ramananda was like a king, like a Vaishara of Pratap Rudra. When he met, he told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after yesterday talk. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raya Ramananda told, I saw
you as a renounced order sannyasi,
very beautiful nava sannyasi, very beautiful young sannyasi. Coming so much rays from your face that sun can be defeated, but also not so hot, but more cold, like moon's rays. So he's telling that I saw you at a renounced order sannyasi, but now I'm saying that you are Krishna black. How it is? And again I am saying that you are combined of Radha and Krishna, taking the heart and mode of Srimati Radhika and beauty of Srimati Radhika. Why I am saying so? Rai Ramananda answered, because you are, Mahaprabhu replied, that you are Mahabhagavat. For some class of Vaishnava, Mahabhagavat, not Kanishtha Adhikari or not Madhyam Adhikari, middle, you are so much more Mahabhagavat. What is the symptoms of Mahabhagavat? If he will see cows, at once he will remember Krishna that this is Vrindavan and Krishna is grazing cows. If he will see any jungle, then he will see that, oh, it is Vrindavan. If he will see any water, river, sea, ocean, then he will think, oh, Jamuna is, Jamuna is going on, flowing in Vrindavan Dham. If he will see any high place, he will see that, oh, he is Giriraj Govardhan, very near and dear and very much serving to Krishna. And Krishna has lifted this on his finger. He will see. Always he will see that his Aradha Dev, worshipable Krishna, is everywhere in all them. And all are worshipping him. And in Krishna will see all. This is the symptom of Mahabharata. So you are Mahabhagavat and you are saying like this. You are, I am only a Brahmin sannyasi. I am not so qualified, but you are seeing me. First you saw me as a sannyasi, renounce order sannyasi. And now you are seeing me as a Krishna. And after that you are seeing me, Radha and Krishna both combined. You are covered with Srimati Radhika's beauty and Radhika's mood. He told, no, 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 you are really Krishna. Don't try to, don't try to cheat me. Don't try to cover yourself that who you are. I have known that you are Krishna and you are Radhika both combined. No, 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 this is not the case. After that, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the Raj Pandit of Prataparudra, who is he? Sarvam Bhattacharya. Very great learned of Mayavadi, Advaitvadi. You know what is Mayavadi? Those who tell that Krishna has no shape, no attributes, no energy, nothing, no qualities, and I will be like this Brahma. That are called Mayavadi. So at that time, in whole world, he was the best Mayavadi, knowing and reading all Vedanta, ways and everything, and he was the master of all the Mayavadis at that time, very renowned person. So one day he saw Chaitanya, he was the teaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta, that you are very little boy, and so in a young age sannyasi, you should know Vedanta. And Vedanta is that world is false. Krishna, Bhagavan has no shop, Brahma, and we are all Brahma. 7 days we try to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not say yes, no, or very good, nothing. He was silent, quite silent there. No? Then at last day, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whether you are understanding what I am telling or not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that the Vedanta Sutra you utter, I understand fully, like sun is seen. But when you are doing explanations of all sutras, mantras, that is things that you are covering in darkness. You are hiding sun, you are covering sun. He was astonished. In my whole life, never anyone has not told like so. All has honored me, and I have tried to make understand them. But this boy sannyasi is telling that you are hiding and concealing Krishna. He told that, how you are telling so? I am covering the meaning of this Vedanta Sutra. He told that in all sutras, it has been described that Krishna has a beautiful shape. He has all kinds of attributes. He has so much qualifications. And he saw ocean of rasa and ananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, by what sutra you tell that Krishna is shapeless, Krishna is qualityless, tasteless, why you are telling? He told that it has told in Brahma Sutra done by Srila Vyasadeva himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, utter that point and that sloka, he told. Krishna has no shape, he told. What is this, that sutra you know? Where is Naveen? Call and ask. Arupavayata evhi tat pradhanatvat. Arup, Krishna is arup, no rup. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is very sutra, tells that Krishna has a rup. He is not arupavat, he is arupavat. This is Sanskrit words. Perhaps you cannot follow, but in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, arupavat, those who have not rup. He seems like that, but he is rupavat, he is himself a rup. Krishna has no rup, but Krishna is himself that rup. Understand? Not understand. Krishna has no difference between shape and Krishna himself. His body and Krishna are not different. Same thing. So Krishna is not arupavat, rupavat, but he is himself the shape, Krishna shape. No difference in that. Tat pradhanatvat. Krishna is himself. He is so beautiful. He has so many beautiful qualities, sweet qualities. He is so generous. He is so merciful. If there is no body, no personality, where all the qualities will be? So Krishna has all kinds of qualities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted so many slokas of Vedas, so many sutras, and he was defeated at all at that time. He could not utter any word, and he fell flat on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told, utter, Atma Ramasya Manyo Nirgantha Api Krame Kurvanta Hetukim Bhakti Ittam Bhut Guno Hari. All Nirvisheshvadi, like Sanak Sanandan Sanat Kumar, Sukadeva Goswami, in first beginning period, they were all Nirvisheshvadi, Brahmavadi. But being in the touch of Brahma, the father of Sanak Sanandan Sanat Kumar, he was a devotee Brahma. So in association of Brahma, they became so much good devotees and they had darshan of Narayan. Also in the same way, Sukadeva Goswami, he was first quite aloof from world, and he had not come in Maya, and he was nirvishesh. Krishna has no shape, God has no shape. But when he came in the touch of Srila Vyasadeva, so renounced person, so bhakta, and also incarnation of Krishna also, he was at once turned. By one sloka, varaha pidam natavara bapu karnayo karnikaram vibradabhasa kanaka kapisham vaijayanti chamalam randhana venuradhar sudhaya puranyan gopabindai bindaranyam sabadaramanam prabhishatagyate. In Srimad Bhagavatam, best beautiful sloka for Krishna. So beautiful. Gopis are seeing this. Sukadeva Goswami told that how his, what are the qualities of Krishna? Then Vyasadeva told him. There is very long story, I don't want to go in long. Very, after some time we will explain all these things. So Krishna is so merciful that even Utana came and he took Kalkuta poison in her breast, and he took a shape of mother, and he took Krishna in his lap. My dear child, doing so, and he gave whole poison in the mouth of Krishna. Krishna at once took her all poison and also her life and soul, everything. And she became so pure, giving up this body, and he became like mother. Krishna gave her as a mother and took him into Goloka Vaikuntha Dham. So who will be merciful like Krishna? So at once Sukadeva was turned into very rasik Vaishnava. So that teacher, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in three shapes, having the shape of Krishna, having float, having combined that Ramachandra, having bow and arrow, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, danda and kamandalu. Danda and kamandalu, you know, this renounced order that, and kamandalu, water fall. He Sarabhuj Krishna, six
arms.
And he fell flat. Then he knew that he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you are going to South India, you should meet to Raramananda. He is the ocean of affection, Russia. You should meet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you are very learned and very rasik Vaishnava. I wanted to meet you. So Sarvabhauma has appointed me to go there. So I have come and saw you, that you are so qualified devotee. He told, I am a Shudra. Shudra man, I am so low classes of Vaishnava. And I want that you should be here for some days, a while to take darshan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, I want to hear something from you about Srimati Radhika, Krishna Prem, Krishna Bhakti, I want to know. He told that, yes, I will be here. In the meantime, it was midday, and it was a time for taking Mahaprasadam from Mahaprabhu. A Brahmin came and he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to give you Viksha, that is, I want to give you Mahaprasadam, come to with me in my home. And we can rest and take daily Godavari bath and be here, and up to what time you want to stay here. Raramananda told that I will come silently, knowing no person will know. I will come alone, secretly, not in Governor General's
dress
or King's dress. I will come on foot, and I will meet in evening at about 8, and we should discuss all these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told me, yes, I will be waiting for you, and you should surely come. So he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Prasadam, and he was waiting for Rai Ramanam. Evening was coming, and he was eagerly waiting that when he will come. And Rai Ramananda was seeing that when sun will go to set, and when I will meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, each other waiting. Now the time of taking prasadam of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give Mahaprasadam, and you are also waiting for Mahaprasadam. So we will meet in evening at about 4, and then discuss what the dialogue was between Rai Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. So I want to finish here. Gaur Premanande
Hari Hari Bo.
About 3, they will arrange for fire yajna, sacrifice yajna, and about 4 to 5, we will do fire yajna, and after that we will be in class here for 1 hour, and then yes, and you can take prasadam here. Gaur Pramanam.
I was wondering, you were saying that Sri Shukadev Goswami was Brahmavadi?
He role a part of that.
So Sri Shuka means Radharani Shuka.
But when he was telling Harikatha, before that he was Brahmavadi, you should know. But